Thanks for joining us on this episode of BPB Knows. Today, BPB Knows Family Office. Our guest is Heath Standorf, who's an associate director in our firm and one of the leaders and architects of our family office practice. Heath, tell us, who is the audience for family office services?
You know, that's a great question and can be a complicated one. We have our high net worth clients. If they've had a family office before, they would be able to answer that much more succinctly than one that may be growing in wealth and new to wealth and doesn't really fully understand what a family office does. So a family office can mean a few different things. So just to clarify what we do versus what other families family offices are, family office can mean an investment manager who offers ancillary services to fill in the gaps to help administer certain functions to families. And then there's accounting firms or most accounting firms do and offers family officers, which is more of a accounting, treasury management, bill payment type service. So it's really just a full mapping of financial planning, financial services, financial well-being for families of a certain level of wealth or complexity. And that's something that we do really well. So it's the accounting functions, treasury management, insurance overview. It's really our job to simplify the financial lives of ultra high net worth families and to make sure everything's working towards a common goal.
That's a great explanation. Why would someone outsource this type of service? Why would they hire professionals like you and the team we have at the firm instead of just doing it themselves?
And that's something we come across quite often. And there's typically two main reasons why you'd want to outsource. One is the cost. It's a significant cost to have the personnel needed to support all these functions. Think about the accounting side alone. You have somebody that's going to be entering transactions, reviewing, managing cash. Do you want one person doing all of that and having the keys to the kingdom? So outsourcing help with segregation of duties. And so that was kind of a full package there. When we deal with limiting costs, you outsource to us, we deal with turnover and manage the team. So we have a full team that supports you versus a limited number of staff that they would typically have internal. And we have economies of scale on our side. So we do this for many clients. So we're able to manage and spread the cost across those clients, but also have the expertise of managing multiple clients, seeing a wide range of issues and service needs. So we have a very sophisticated and efficient reporting package to meet those needs. And we have a great team to support and deliver.
Talk a little bit about the technology that makes a family office offering work.
Technology is something where we really hang our hat on. Technology is really important in this. I was talking to a prospective client yesterday who maintained everything in Excel. And there's a lot of inefficiencies when the right software isn't in place. So it depends on what their needs are. Accounting, I'll talk about quite a bit, but using QuickBooks, bill pay, are we manually writing checks versus having an automated system like we have that's integrated with the accounting platform? What we also have that's really big, we've implemented in the past 12 months, an investment aggregation platform, meaning if you have multiple brokerage accounts, a very complex portfolio of investments, alternative investments, it's a way to track and aggregate all of that and have comprehensive reporting. And then we've been able to integrate that back with our general ledger accounting. Meaning, so everything that we do from a reporting standpoint is integrated. We've pieced together multiple technologies to deliver on that. And that's really something that not everybody offers. So what technology do you need? Well, you can work in Excel or there's a better way. And that's really what we're always out in the front lines looking for what's out there to make sure that we're most efficient, it has a great client experience, and it's very flexible. So we can work with you, your existing staff. It's really, where do we fill in the gaps and leverage technology to build an efficiency?
One of the things for the firm that's so exciting about this practice is that it was built from the ground up, and it was built by people who have a lot of experience in this area. So they've seen the wrong way to do things and the right way to do things. So tell us a little bit about your perspective on what you bring to the team and what you get. How does this type of work gratify you?
Technology is always shifting. We're talking about technology. So building this from the ground up today means that we've leveraged the best technology out there. We're not absorbing and carrying in old habits, so to speak. So we have a very, very efficient reporting platform that's really state of the art. It's very integrated, something that's not readily available. So that allows us to automate the administrative process and then overlay with, as you alluded to, we have experts here to be able to advise. So we're not just handling the administrative side. We've automated that as much as possible. That allows us to take a step back and focus on the advisory side. How do we make sure everything's working in one direction? Estate plan is harmonious. The tax planning is harmonious. You know, overall wealth plan, cash management. You know, we have very sophisticated reporting that allows us to really deliver and leverage our expertise. So we have a great team here. You know, we brought in some great people, but we've also had some organic growth. We've been offering these services for a long time in this firm. It's just never been packaged as a family office. And I'm happy to say that we've done that and done that really well and have created something special, especially in the past 12 months. As I said, we have Tim Brown, who is the head of our family office, brings in decades of experience working with ultra high net worth families, has one of the best networks that I've ever had the pleasure of working with. So if something that we don't handle, he'll know who to bring in to help fill in gap. Myself, I'm from former Goldman Sachs family office. I've seen and worked with very sophisticated clients for many years. Providing tax and estate planning advice. We have three others that are very high level, decades of experience working with single family offices. And what that brings is whether it's the accounting side, organizing your personal staff, maintaining that, your yacht staff and expenses, investment oversight and review, just being the quarterback. This is what we really do well. And it gives you one person to call. So whether it's transactional advisory services, I'm going into this new investment. Is this, you know, what are your thoughts? That's where we can add a lot of value. If it's not us, we have a 350 person accounting firm sitting around us that we can leverage their expertise and bring in the right advisors at the right time. We really have something special here. But to answer your last part of that question is why do I enjoy this? What makes it special is it really allows us to build strong relationships with clients. That gives them one person to call. And like I said, in case that we don't have the expertise to handle something, we know who to bring in and we can always deliver. It's something we shine on, the relationships that we build. That's where I enjoy it the most.
And I like what you said about having the accounting firm as a backup and really being able to leverage all that talent, both the domestic accounting and international. Because as I understand, a lot of the clients are international or have holdings around the world. So thank you so much for explaining the family office to our audience. To everyone out there, if you have questions or if you have topics that you would like us to cover, please email us at bpbknows@bpbcpa.com. And we will see you next time.